did you know that you can receive one-on-one interview coaching with me? If you're finding the podcast helpful, imagine my insight directly tailored to you, your needs, and the outcome you want. It's $2 per minute. You can choose the length of time we meet to fit your budget and needs, whether it's a mock interview, resume and cover letter help, breaking into a new industry, negotiating an offer, or something totally unique to you. I've done it all, and you can read a ton of testimonials on how I'm helping listeners just like you get better jobs faster. Check it out. Check out the testimonials. Options for booking. You get to look at my calendar and pick the date and time that works for both of us. Check that all out at jobinterviewexperience.com. The link is in this episode's description. Welcome to the Job Interview Experience. I haven't done a listener question and answer for a while, and I have some great stuff to get to today. I'm going to talk about pushing to get an offer, or whether you should even push to get an offer, and creative ways to get there. First, thank you for the reviews on Apple Podcasts. I'm going to read a couple really quick. This is from B. Alquist, saying, "This is great. Thanks for putting this together. It is keeping me positive, and I take away a little something with every episode." Aim S. Liu says, "Great resource, sound advice from professional host and guests. I enjoy the content and feel it has made me a more attractive candidate. Thank you." Captain Hiltz 13 says, "Dream job. I can't say enough about Matthew and the Job Interview Experience podcast. I spent the last year applying and interviewing to no avail. I would get a phone screen or face-to-face interview, but nothing was coming my way. I started listening to Matthew and the Job Interview Experience a few weeks ago. I would play the episodes over and take notes." For those of you that listen to multiple episodes really quick, you're going to see a pattern of people with their success stories that take notes. So just think about that. If you have a chance to take notes while you listen, that's helped a lot of listeners. I would replay the episode over and take notes. "My first interview after listening landed my dream position. Can't thank you enough, Matthew. Keep up the great work." Thank you, Captain Hilt, for that awesome success story. That's why you came to the Job Interview Experience. I don't think Captain Hilt will hear this because, as always, when you get a job, you got other stuff to do now. So congratulations. I hate to lose you as a listener, but I'm so excited for you and your career. If you're listening on Spotify, please leave a rating. You can only leave a rating. You can't leave a review there. So it takes you 5 seconds if you give 5 stars. Really appreciate it. Please keep the Apple Podcast reviews and ratings coming. I can't wait to read them on the air and share these success stories from our listeners. Speaking of listeners, our listener question is about pushing too hard to get the offer. This is from Brittany. Brittany says, "Currently starting your podcast from episode 1. Very helpful. I'm a licensed paralegal searching for new opportunities and have had quite a few interviews now, but have yet to land a position. I have 2 interviews on Monday, one being a job I really want. To make myself stand out, I'm considering saying at some point throughout the interview when it feels appropriate. This process definitely shows how well someone can interview, but I would be willing to work for your organization for free for 1 week. That way, you can see how hard I work and I can get a better feel for what it's like to work for you. Do you think that's a good idea? The pre-screen call went really well. I felt I got along with the lady I'd be working with if I got the role. Thanks kindly, Brittany." That's a great question. And I'm sure a lot of listeners can relate to wanting a job and doing whatever it takes to get it. Like Brittany is saying, offering to work for free. Here's my response to Brittany. Brittany, love the creative idea. However, I wouldn't suggest saying that. When I say saying that, I mean offering to work for free. There are complications on the company side as far as employing someone for work without pay. I'm sure they'd appreciate the gesture of you saying that, but wouldn't be able to follow through. Something else you might consider doing is creating a list of things that you love about the company. I bet you already have a couple in your head based on how much you like the opportunity. More important, create a list of qualities that you possess to help the that will help the company. Qualities you possess that will help the company and align with the position you're applying for. And then use that list as a case as why you are the right person for the job. just make sure not to focus too much on what you want. Focus on how you can help the company. You'll learn about how you can help the company from the job description. Look at the key requirements, what they're looking for the things that you do really well. Create alignment. Talk about how you've done it before. You can share what the challenges of that will be and how you can overcome that for them. Brittany responds, "Hi, Matthew. Thank you so much for your prompt reply. That really makes a lot of sense. I was iffy on whether to suggest it. I appreciate the feedback. As of now, your podcast has cleared up any questions I have. I hope you have a great day. Thanks, Brittany." She actually said kind regards here. Kind regards, Brittany. So that went really quick. So let's do another Q&A that's kind of on the same topic of really wanting a job. This is from Jason. "If you have to cold call apply for positions, what can you do to hedge your bets? Are unprompted emails to anyone beneficial? If yes, to who? For software engineering or machine learning positions in the US?" Jason is saying his occupation at the end here. Now, cold contacting a company is not something that I recommend just for everyone. Cold calling, cold contacting means contacting them out of the blue, contacting the company without them contacting you first. This can vary widely depending on the industry, who you know, the type of job, and more. For an example, a salesperson reaching out to a sales manager at a company they're interested in, that'd be totally fine. The salesperson is basically selling their candidacy with their ability to sell, to close the deal, which is totally expected. For someone in a more serious, uptight position, it really depends on who you can get in contact with. If you just want to email the recruiter, you can do that. It might not get you very far. If you feel like you know the person who will be the hiring manager, the person you'll be working with, say you see this job posted online, if you want to send them a quick LinkedIn message or an email, if you can find their email address, I don't see any issue with that. What you have to do is really quickly connect, just like with Brittany, your top skills, and not just their skills, but the outcome of what your skills will do for the company. So if they hire you, what pain can you help them avoid? What big wins can you bring? What have you done that's similar where the outcome was great? You have to do that really briefly, and you can include your resume in that email or maybe LinkedIn message as well. For higher level jobs, government jobs, if you have a feeling like there's a really set process, you probably want to err on the side of caution and not put that person, that recruiter, in a tight spot. It's just good to be smart about following the process. If your skills are really good, you can also apply and then follow up. So here's my reply to Jason. If you do some research on the company website, you can likely find the right contact email address. Hey, listeners, as I've mentioned, I've been an executive recruiter in search firm owner since 2013. I'm looking to bring on new clients, companies that have important positions to fill and can find great talent with the outside recruiting help that I offer. There's no cost to them unless they hire a candidate that I bring them. I'm really good at what I do, and my process is unique. Companies love it. And here's where you come into play. Can you make an introduction to either a business owner, human resources leader, or hiring manager? This could be at your current employer, your spouse's employer, maybe a friend or relative of yours runs a business or is in HR. Maybe you're in a position to bring in outside help, and then we can work together. These connections and introductions are huge for me. And I'll show you how I'll make it a huge benefit to you in just a second. First, if you're willing to facilitate an introduction at your current workplace, I know what you're probably thinking. If you're listening to this podcast, you might be planning to leave your current employer. That's okay. I still deeply appreciate the introduction, and I can do work for them whether you're there in the long run or not. The hardest part for me is getting my foot in the door. You're probably also thinking, how the heck would I tell someone at my company that I'm listening to this podcast about job interviews and changing jobs? Well, we have a couple options. You can tell them that I'm a friend because you and I are friends. You can tell them that we're connected on LinkedIn because we can connect on LinkedIn beforehand. They won't care that much, and we've got it covered. Here's the best part. If you make this introduction, I will give you a percentage of my placement fee. So if I place someone through your connection, I will give you 10% of what I earn. I will put that in writing with you beforehand. We'll get it all ironed out. I will do that. Depending on the position or positions, it could be pretty great for you. If you're in a place where you can make an introduction like this, and I hope you think through who you know, whether it be at your current employer or other people that you know that are an HR leader, a small business owner, a leader at an organization that needs to add a key role to their team, please consider doing this. It's really impactful for me, and I want this to be a win for you too. We can talk about it more and go over the details. Email me at matthew@candidateclub.com. Again, that's matthew@candidateclub.com. I look forward to connecting with you. Thank you. If you can find one email address for one person at the company, you'll see how they format it. So firstname.lastname@company.com or firstinitial.lastname@company.com. It's the most common types. If it's the owner of the company or a founder, a lot of times it's just firstname@company.com. It completely depends. Once you find that first email, you can intuit what the email of the person you want to contact is. If you've had an email, if you've had an interview or an email response, of course, you can use that to follow up. If you're talking to a recruiter and you've emailed with them back and forth a little bit, you can send them a quick message and either say, hey, do you mind sharing the contact information for the person that this position reports to? What is better than that is to put together your list in your email of your top qualifications for the role, maybe some ideas you have, some points where you make a really strong connection. You can send all that to the recruiter and say, hey, I have these ideas about how this role can help the company be successful in ways that I'm uniquely positioned to help this company grow or finish this project or whatever it is. I wanted to share this with you. And also, if you know the name of the hiring manager, you know, I want to share this with you and Jane, if you would please send this to her so that you can see the close connection and alignment between my skills and what I believe you need to have a successful person in this role. Again, you can also kind of skip the line and just contact that person via LinkedIn and just send them a cold message and say, hey, I have these ideas for this role. You might not be aware of my candidacy, but I hope to speak with you soon. You don't need to add the person on LinkedIn. Sometimes you have to be able to send them a message. So just keep that in mind. You can add them and send the message once. If they don't accept it, no harm done. If they do, you've made a little bit more progress. If they do accept it, they're going to be your friend forever. Keep that in mind. I would not recommend that you call anyone on the phone. It's a bit confrontational to ask for an answer to something that's really hard to reply to. So you call in and say, hey, I'm a really great candidate for this job. Can you connect me with so-and-so? That's probably not going to help your candidacy. They're probably not going to put you through. Maybe they will. It all depends on the company. Calculate your risk there. If you've applied and it's been a while and you haven't gotten a response, maybe it's a good time to shoot up a flare and see if anyone sees it. Don't call and ask about whether the job's still open or for an update on your candidacy via the phone call. They're never going to give you a truthful answer, and you don't want them to, if they have to share bad news with you, it's just putting them in a bad spot to have to do that on the phone. Plus, they're probably not allowed to. Putting them on the spot. Hey, why haven't you contacted me yet? So just don't expect anything but a boilerplate response if you do that. If you do email or LinkedIn message someone, don't just inquire about your status. Again, include those 1, 2, 3 sentences about your candidacy. You can reach out again to the recruiter or the person, exact person you know. If you want to take a little bit more of a risk and get creative, try and find out who runs the department, that manager that you found on LinkedIn, whatever that is. You might naturally have a little bit more rapport with them. You can also include them a little bit more jargon in your conversation. Don't overdo it and try and show them that you're an expert, but you can talk about more specific things that the recruiter will not understand because they are not, that's not their skill set. You can even ask them questions and ask, you know, what their vision is, if they've run into this challenge that you've seen before. This is a good time to do something professional, yet a little more conversational. And don't put any pressure on this person. Just state what your skills are and how you can help. So these are two different ways to show a company that you have valuable skills and insight that can help them move forward. The best time to do this is during your interview. I've talked about before how you can do this during your cover letter. And if you do that in your cover letter, connect your skills to the role, then you can bring that information and reiterate it during your interview. If you're in your interview, if you're in the process, if you've applied and it's too late to do a cover letter, bring this up very clearly during your interview and follow, just resend it to the recruiter or the hiring manager, whoever you interview with. After you state your alignment, just email it to them because you should have their contact information. Seal the deal now. Show them that if they don't hire you, someone else will. Show them that your skills, your understanding, your ability to do this job really well is so strong that you are a hot item on the market. There's probably a better way to put that. You're a great candidate for any company. And if you do this in a strong enough way, if your email is concise enough, they will notice you and you will stand out from other candidates that are just kind of along for the ride. One interview, next interview, see what happens. So push for this. This is probably the most creative and effective way to get an offer. You can use some language, whether it's during your interview or during the email that you send. You can use some language like, I am really eager to get to work for you and start accomplishing these goals, knocking out these priorities, moving this thing forward. I'm really eager to get to work for you. If you feel the same way about me, I look forward to progressing our conversations and talking about how we can make this happen because I'm ready to get to work. I know how to do this and I want to do it for you. Thank you for listening to Job Interview Experience. If you go to jobinterviewexperience.com, there's the voice mailbag. So you don't even have to write an email. You can just record yourself on your phone or computer asking your question. That may or may not be read on air, but just know that if you send it, it can be read on air. So don't include any personal information. I cut it out anyway. It's a great way for the situation that you're in to help listeners around the world get a better understanding of how to put their best foot forward, get whatever questions you have, other people probably have too. So I look forward to seeing that. Those voice mailbag questions come through from jobinterviewexperience.com. Thanks for listening. I'm here to help. I want to give you as much information and resources as possible. I will be back with more soon.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.